Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
The really cool thing when you get married is you have to learn how to argue effectively, which I did not know how to do because I have brothers and my wife has sisters. I get brothers. Brothers argue like, you suck. You're an idiot. You want a beer? Boom. That's it. When you have sisters, and my wife has five sisters, when you have sisters, you have to be direct. You have to be honest. Apparently, you have to keep a diary so you can drag crap up after 20 years. Man, the mob doesn't hold a grudge like sisters. This was last Christmas. Last Christmas rolls around, all five sisters are there, and they're drunk. And they're just waiting for somebody to start the 8-hour fight that will be Christmas.
May 2nd, 2025 on the wake-up call. See, now people know we're not in best up.
Oh.
That's what happens now. It's Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Good morning. Good morning. How is everybody doing?
I forgot my glasses at home.
Oh, no.
Kevin forgot something at home, too.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I have some in the car, but otherwise...
You're blind.
I'm not blind.
She can't read.
Oh.
I have to do that thing where I have to hold things.
Oh, no.
You can wear mine.
Those aren't even... Are those prescription or are those blue?
Readers
red?
Are not prescription, Kevin.
What?
Well, they have a prescription in them.
Yeah.
Oh, they do? I don't
Wait,
think...
Well, otherwise it would just be
maybe
clear.
Maybe you're... No. I mean, well, of course they're clear, but I mean...
No, I mean, like, readers have a prescription... Oh.
No, readers usually don't. That's
not
why you can buy them at
okay,
the grocery
I
store.
I see what you're saying. You're saying, like, something that was prescribed to you. They have, like... Never mind.
I'm sure they have, like, bifocals. Bifocals are, I think, your prescription, and then the below part is a reader. Does that help?
Yeah, it helps.
There you go.
Those are your glasses?
Those are mine.
They look so cute.
Oh, thanks. I don't need them often, but when I do need them, I need them.
Ooh.
Like blurry season, blurry eye season right now. Ay, ay, ay.
Because of the allergies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I was out in the pool yesterday, and I had a sneezing fit that was, I thought I wasn't going to come out on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so bad. I went and saw a play last night, and I remember thinking going in, I should have taken something because I had like a sneezing fit, like going like toward it in the car. And I was like, if this happens in the audience,
it's so embarrassing.
So bad.
And I forgot to take my Claritin again this morning.
We're falling apart, guys.
So I don't have my glasses.
Everything is a mess.
I don't have my Claritin.
Let's just go home.
Let's call it a
hang
day.
Hang it up.
I'm down.
Let's hang just it call up. It a day. This is no way to kick off National Siblings Day.
Oh, that's
it today?
Yes.
Day?
Ew, why didn't my brother text me?
Why didn't you text him?
It don't work that way.
Why?
He's the older one.
Oh, is that how
that's
it works?
That's how it works?
He should be happy to have a little brother like me.
I don't know. Little siblings.
You need to text your brother.
Little siblings get everything.
No.
Older siblings are the ones that really have to go through it.
Yeah, that is kind of true. Well,
the parents didn't know how to be parents when we were born.
But also then they're like the younger sibling can sometimes has to go through the hand-me-down phase.
Yeah, and the overshadowing phase.
I mean, it is true that like with my kids, we spent a lot more time caring about Connor, our oldest.
Do you?
Oh, sure.
Why?
Because there was just a lot.
You don't mean currently. You
no,
mean
no,
just,
no, not currently, sure. But when they were babies.
Yeah.
When you compare apples to apples at the same age, we didn't spend, I mean, we were crazy with Connor. No screen time. We tried making our own food. We organic this and natural that. And
you
then
guys
like
did do that.
Yeah, and then by the time the other one comes along, it's like, you know what? None of that mattered. Not a single bit.
I remember when you were going through that, and I obviously did. I had
two kids.
I had two kids by then, and I, you know, you never want to tell a new parent like you.
No, you just sit back and watch.
Right. Yeah. And so I remember thinking, like, they'll get over this.
Yeah, they'll learn. Yeah, they'll figure it out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then what really happened was, COVID hit. And then when COVID hit, I mean, we threw all parenting rules out the window.
Sure.
That was when we bought an iPad.
Yeah.
But anyway, though, so we're off to a lousy start.
Well, and the lights are wrong in the studio.
Oh, right. Yeah. Katie threw something yesterday in the studio out of rage.
No, not out of rage. And I was trying to hand you something.
It hit one of the lights, and now the light configuration is off, and everybody's upset.
It's making our eye twitch.
Well, I mean, your eyes are twitching. I just don't like it. But, like, it's having a mental effect on you.
Well, yeah, I like...
You feel like you're wearing someone else's skin.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's always been this way.
Yeah.
If the lights in the studio, if they aren't the way they were the day before, for some reason, it spins my brain out.
Yeah.
I walked in this morning, I went, ugh.
Do you want to try to fix it now?
Yeah.
All right, because she's got to stand on her chair and then
the
counter.
Oh, my God, please be
careful. We'll help her, Kevin.
I can't. There's no room. She has so many things over there.
Well, you're making her stand up.
Oh, my God.
You're making her stand up on a swivel chair.
Be careful.
Oh, God.
God, does that feel right?
No, it doesn't. No, that actually feels way worse.
No.
I think it angled toward the wall.
Wall up. No, to the left.
Bring it toward you.
Towards you, yes.
That feels about right. And now, how does that feel for you?
Too bright for me. Tilt it down a bit.
Oh, God.
Just a little bit. Right? No, up. Right there. I think that's perfect, right?
All right, now get down. Careful.
See how you feel. Be careful.
Careful. You don't have your glasses.
Yeah. All right.
That actually feels a lot better.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we nailed it. So here's the thing. We have all these little teeny tiny lights that you can swivel, and they can point wherever you want. We should really get little pencils without telling engineering and circle the circles for where they cast a light.
Okay.
So that if this ever happens again, we know exactly how to get back to it.
Because we can't live this way.
We can't live this way.
No.
And we're not going to. We refuse.
We'll climb on the furniture. We don't even care. Imagine telling our bosses, hey, were you guys climbing on the...
Be like, is there an accident report? Is there an ouch report here at Odyssey? Why? What happened? Katie.
What happened?
No, not Katie. No, why? What happened? She was on the counter. Why? Okay, let us finish. It makes sense. The lights were making her itchy.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
So I'm calling a guy named Tom, and he works for a marketing company. He's actually one of the high ups at this marketing company. And I am calling him at the request of his wife to see if I can get some of my actors that I represent as an agent in his commercials. And all of my actors are animals. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, this is Tom.
Do you do marketing?
I'm the manager currently here, director of marketing, yeah.
And your name's Tom?
Yes.
Hi, Tom. My name is Raul, and I understand that you guys do commercials, and I represent a bunch of actors that I would love to get in some of your commercials. Are you currently doing anything that would require some actors?
I mean, we're doing stuff all the time.
Oh, that's great.
But this is just how it works. You know, I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
No. And I don't want to tell you how to do your job either. We're just two guys hanging out talking.
Okay.
And
sure.
I would love to just get some of my guys, you know, some business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
So do your commercials run on TV?
Occasionally, yes. We focus social. We place most of our stuff inside those platforms. And sometimes in the big search engines, and occasionally they will do media buys for television. So.
Okay. Do you use a lot of animals in your ads?
Animals meaning what? Like animal actors?
Yeah. All the actors I represent are animals.
Right.
And they're very talented and very handsome.
I don't think it's very common.
What are some clients that you guys have? I can paint you a picture of how I could get some of my guys in your commercials.
Well, I mean,
who's one of your biggest clients? Let's start there.
I'm not the creative team. I mean,
no. I'm the creative team. Tom, I'm the creative team. So here we go.
We're just creative team. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're just two guys hanging out. Okay? Okay. Who's your biggest client? And then you say what?
We represent a very significant law firm. We represent the state of California. We represent. I mean, we have a lot of very significant clients.
Oh, law firm.
Law firm. Yeah.
So. The picture of the commercial, there's two cars that are smoking. They've been in an accident. The camera pans back, and there's a guy just, he's rubbing his neck. And that's a human actor. He's rubbing his neck. Ah, man. And then the camera pans to the other guy, and it's a dog behind the wheel of a car. And he's wearing sunglasses, and he's got a denim hat on and a denim vest, okay? And he's driving it, and he looks like he's been drinking. We imply that. And then you get your law firm guys, okay, your lawyer guys, and they come on there, and they're like, have you been injured in an accident where a dog driving a car in a denim hat has hit you? Because we're here to represent you. I mean, that's a perfect ad.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's humorous, but like in no world does that ever occur.
No. It's not humorous. It's serious. Maybe the human guy's crying.
Like, I appreciate the effort, but it's absurd.
Okay. All right. So who else do you represent?
We represent a large produce concern.
Oh, a large produce, like vegetables?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Those are huge companies, by the way.
Yeah, of course. So like, okay, so then how about a produce commercial where a mom, human mom, okay, opens the fridge and she's, oh man, we don't have any, what do they do? Carrots, onions?
Everything.
Oh, we don't have any carrots or onions. if only I could get it fresh from the field. I've got several pigeons that I represent, and we show them picking the carrots right from the earthy dirt and the onions. I actually don't know where onions come from trees, and they're putting them in baskets and then flying them to this woman, and she goes, oh my God, thank you, Jesus, for this delivery of fruits and vegetables.
Again, totally absurd. But if you have pigeons,
yeah,
you have trained to do something like that.
Yes.
And I'm taking you at your word. Just
yeah.
Two guys hanging out.
Yep.
That you should go into animal training or maybe circus.
Well, I did. I started by making all of them wear denim hats and denim vests.
Either the circus or creative. Like, this is the endeavor for you. You're a very creative guy.
Thank you. Are you hiring?
You just told me you ran an agency with animals.
No, I do. Yeah, no, yeah, I do. And it's very successful. I don't need your job. You know what? I quit.
Okay.
All right, how dare you? My time here is done.
Yeah, I think so.
Tom, one more thing before I go. None of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call. It's a morning radio show on 106.5 The M. Your wife listens to it. She emailed me, and she asked me if I would do this for her.
I mean, I started to wonder.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call. And we're talking to Morgan this morning. Good morning. That's hard to say. Good morning, Morgan.
Hi, good morning.
So you and your boyfriend, Seth, have been together for how long?
It's been about 4 months.
4 months.
Yep.
So one full season. And now, you're already on War of the Roses.
Yeah, so that's pretty early into the relationship to be having cheating or suspected cheating problems.
I agree.
So why? What's going on?
Well, you know, I just don't want to get serious with someone who's unfaithful, and I get a sense that he's just, yeah, he seems like a cheater in what he's doing.
How long have you thought this, though?
I mean, it's been about, like, the last month or so. These kind of weird activities have been popping up.
Like, specifically?
Yeah, what specifically?
It's just shady stuff. Like, he's just doing shady stuff.
Doing shady stuff. All right. Well, that's our bread and butter. No, you don't get to know.
Okay.
It's the wake-up call, so we're going to do War of the Roses. Kate, we're going to put you on hold. Katie's going to call your boyfriend, Seth, offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, but more specifically, what he writes in the card. You'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you. Then we're going to conference you guys together, regardless of what he says, and we're going to have a little chat after that. All right?
Okay.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Seth, please?
This is he.
Hi, this is Diana with... and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yes, I've been with for like 10 years.
Right. Okay. It's really easy to get started. All we need is the first and the last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Morgan.
Okay. And then you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
I hope these brighten your day. Yeah.
Sure.
All right. My name's Gavin, and her name's Katie, and Seth, you're actually on the radio right now on a morning radio show called The Wake Up Call, and it's a segment we do called War of the Roses. We offer you free roses to see who you'd send them to, your girlfriend or somebody else, and you send them to your girlfriend, and she's listening this whole time. Let's bring Morgan back on. Good morning, Morgan.
Hi.
There you go. So, Seth, she told us that you guys have only been dating for 4 months and that for a month of those 4 months, she has suspected you of cheating. Did you know about this?
Well, I don't really know. Okay, what am I doing to act like a cheater? Like, I'm confused. Like, why do you think I'm cheating?
Morgan, tell us. Don't just say shady stuff.
Right.
What is Seth specifically doing that makes you think that he is a cheater?
It's not a big ask, but I'm asking that he puts my picture, or at least a picture of us, on his lock screen, and he won't do it.
On his
phone.
On your, okay. So, wait, is that what, when you say shady stuff, is that some of the shady stuff?
Yeah, it just seems shady. Like, why wouldn't you want to let people know you have a girlfriend?
Oh, I see. Okay, I wasn't seeing how that was correlating with cheating. But you suspect he doesn't want to do this because when he's out and about, he doesn't want people to see he has a girl on his phone?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Exactly.
Huh.
It's not professional. It's not like I don't talk about you. Like, if people ask, like, how are things going between you and Morgan? Oh, great. Like, so I don't know. We've been over this. I really don't think it's that big of a deal.
Okay. Seth, this is a very serious question I'm going to ask you. Stop laughing.
I'm not laughing.
What is on your lock screen?
It's like a generic picture of, like, a landscape. Like, something that comes with the phone, like, or whatever it comes with.
Stop laughing, I said.
I'm not. See, okay, there is one part of me.
Oh, boy.
That is, doesn't. Oh. No, listen.
I'm listening.
If I asked my boyfriend to put a picture of me on his lock screen and he didn't want to do it, I would not go to cheating. But my brain would go to, why don't you want to show me off?
Wow. Is that what this is? A little bit of that, Morgan?
Yeah.
Seth, all right, I think we're all done with this. So, Seth, you can probably go, and Morgan, you can go too. He's not cheating.
No, he's not going to cheat. You might push him away, though. Take it from me.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we want to know, ladies, what is something that you're like kind of self-conscious about or something that you worry about? And you're not sure if men even notice. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. And we're getting into this because we found a list that was posted on Reddit. And it's interesting and very debatable. But let's start off with Michaela. Good morning, Michaela. Michaela?
Good morning.
Good morning. So what is something that you are self-conscious about, but you're not even sure if men notice?
My hair.
Your hair on your head or your hair on your body?
The hair on my head.
Hair on your head. Now, what about it?
It's curly.
You're not sure if men, like, think weirdly about curly hair?
Yeah.
Okay, oh. Michaela, how old are you?
11.
11.
Okay. Oh. Well, here's the thing.
Don't worry about what men
think. Sis, rock that curly hair. Anybody that doesn't like it,
right?
You are too good for them.
They can kick rocks.
Right.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
What if we just created a core memory in a little girl?
I hope we did.
I hope we did, too.
I hope somebody, she meets a man and he's like, maybe like, what if you like flat ironed it? Right. And she goes, get out.
Right. Absolutely not.
Get out.
They don't call me Mighty Michaela for nothing.
Right.
The list that we have on here, though, is interesting. Hair does come up quite a bit.
Okay.
Specifically body hair.
Okay.
Hairy legs.
Yeah, men care about that.
Men care about that. Hairy armpits.
I think men mostly care about that.
Other areas.
I think that
that's
men
a preference.
Very much have a preference one way or the other.
Right. Other things that are on this list. We did put this up on Facebook. Apparently, we got some really cute responses on Facebook. We'll get to that in a second. People seeing your house when it's not perfectly clean. A lot of people texted that into 909-1065.
I don't love it.
Your house.
It is rough for me. Now, at my new house, it's always clean, so that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But previous living situations, not so much. So if somebody popped in unexpectedly, it was just like, oh, God.
Another one that's on this list, farts and burps. I don't mind burps. I do mind farts.
Yeah, I don't think we... Listen, toots happen, but...
Yeah, I'm not...
I prefer to keep them to myself.
I'm not speaking for all guys, but I think that's gross.
I think most men don't, though.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody texted into 909-1065, the peach fuzz on my face. I can tell you, from my perspective, I don't care about that.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
I feel like I care about it for other women.
Other women? Oh.
Like when I see it, I'm just like, oh, let's dermaplane this.
No way. You pull it out and do it for them?
I don't. Well, it depends on who it is. Some people, yes. Like I do it for my mom. God. I do it for my girlfriends. I go, listen, we got to get this off.
This is something for mothers.
Okay.
They're tummy pouches.
Yeah, that's hard to not think that men are just not noticing.
And it came up on this list, and I agree with it being on this list. I don't really care.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, as long as, like, you're somebody that, like, you can tell, like, I have tried really hard to, like, lose weight, but you just have that little pouch, no matter how much weight you've lost or something like that, that pouch is always there. I don't care. You're a mom, of course. Yeah, of course. That's what you did.
I'd go see Dr. House.
But even when, okay, all right. But anyway, though, what are some of the ones we got on Facebook?
So I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
Cellulite. Where do men stand on cellulite?
Kevin?
I don't mind it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really notice
it. I feel like that.
I kind of do.
I feel like most men say they don't mind it and they hardly notice it.
I kind of do. Cellulite's so weird. I'm intrigued by it.
Okay.
Because it's like, what is that? Like, I have fat here and here and like, but like, cellulite's a very specific look.
I'm not exactly
sure. What's going on?
And it doesn't even seem to matter how big or small you are. Like, I know people that are larger perfectly smooth legs.
Right.
And then people, I have a girlfriend that's like a big time runner, terrible cellulite.
I'm sure genetics are playing into
well,
that, though.
Well, sure.
You know, what's another one we got on
panty
Facebook?
Panty lines. Now, you and I have gone back and forth on panty lines.
Yeah.
Have you changed your stance? Because you used to say it doesn't matter.
I still don't think it matters that much. But there are, as like leggings have become just everywhere in society.
Yeah.
I got to say, I do notice it.
You notice it more now.
And I have to say it's a better look when you don't see it. But I also recognize, just like with hair down there,
yeah,
it's your preference.
Well, of
some
course,
women
you have
hate
to take
thongs.
That, you have to take that out of it. Obviously, it's her preference.
Right.
Keep and the last one is frizzy hair.
Frizzy hair. I mean, there are times where I don't even notice. You probably notice more than I do.
Yeah, I do. Just grab a comb. Or a brush. God. Every girl has a brush in their purse.
Okay. Keep the text messages coming in. Maybe we should do more of these because we got a lot of great ones we didn't even get to. 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She knows all the OnlyFans terms. Don't ask her why. It's time. Are you smarter than Katie? Perverts.
I don't have OnlyFans. I did try to get it, though.
Yeah?
Because there's this one girl that I follow on TikTok, and I was just so intrigued.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure out how to sign up.
Yeah.
So I gave up.
Well, we should have a corporate OnlyFans account for not just this show, all the shows on all the stations for show research purposes. Just saying.
Yeah. I just want to be her friend, and I wanted to see like what she does.
Right.
Because it doesn't make sense, her personality, that she's actually an OnlyFans person.
Right.
Because she's like funny.
Well, let's talk to that OnlyFans person right now. Good morning, Anne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you all?
Good.
Oh, you're fun. I can tell.
Yeah.
So is her OnlyFans account.
Okay.
All right. Katie's leaving the studio. I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. The jackpot is up to $140, and here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. When streaming services first came out, it was a great way to watch TV with no ads. Well, that has changed. According to a new ad watch company, the number of commercials on streaming is just as much, if not more, than the number of commercials on cable. Oh, boy. Which is not a real streaming service? Shudder, Popcorn Bucket, or BritBox?
Popcorn Bucket.
Question two. Benny Blanco was on a podcast talking about his fiance Selena Gomez again and was talking about their first kiss. He said that she got a rash on her face and chest from the kiss because she was so nervous. It is possible to get a heat rash, but true or false, it's not possible to get a cold rash.
False.
Question three, remember this song from the 90s?
I've kissed a girl.
It was a very cute, very popular song in the 90s. It was called I Kissed a Girl before the Katy Perry version came out by Jill Sobule. Sadly, Jill Sobule has died at the age of 66, and she died trying to escape a house fire. Is that not awful? Did that song come out in 1995, 1996, or 1997?
I'll do the middle option.
96, okay. Question four. Phoebe Gates, the daughter of Bill Gates, was on Call Her Daddy and said that her dad has Asperger's syndrome. This isn't the first time that it's been talked about. In fact, Bill Gates himself even has said that he believed he was autistic but was never diagnosed as a child. Spell Asperger's.
Oh, okay. A-S-P-E-R-G-E-R-S.
Okay. Okay. And question five, Tom Cruise has his last Mission Impossible movie coming out soon. And the big stunt that he did for this one was hanging off the side of a plane that is going 120 miles an hour. He said to prepare for this, he needed tons of energy. So he ate dozens of hard-boiled eggs before he did it. What? If the price of a dozen eggs is $6, how much would it cost him to eat 30 eggs?
So you want, what, three of them?
3 seconds.
$18.
All righty. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. And Anne, what do you do for a living?
You know what? I am on my way to work. I'm a waitress at Pancake Circus.
You're a waitress at Pancake Circus?
Oh my God, that's like, yes. Like it's Sacramento, but it's by Antelope, right?
No. It's downtown on the Broadway.
I've never even heard of Pancake Circus, but I want to go so badly I can't even stand it.
Oh, you just Google it, and that will be enough for you to want to take your wifey there.
Oh,
is it like a romantic place, or are there clowns?
It is circus clowns everywhere.
What?
Dude, yeah. Google it.
Dude. All right. And I'm putting you on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. We now know that there are just as many ads on streaming as there is on cable. And in some cases, there are more ads on streaming than there are on cable. Which is not a real streaming service?
Okay.
Shudder, Popcorn Bucket, or BritBox?
Popcorn Bucket.
That is correct. Question two, Benny Blanco seems like the only thing he talks about now is Selena Gomez. And he said that the first time that they kissed, she got a rash.
Because of his facial hair?
No, because she was so nervous. She broke out in hives on her chest and face.
Oh.
It is possible to get a heat rash, but true or false, it is not possible to get a cold rash.
False.
That is correct. You can get a cold rash.
Yeah.
Question three. Do you remember this song from the 90s?
I kissed a girl.
Remember this song? Yeah. Before Katy Perry just stole the title. And pretty much the idea, the concept of the song as well. Well, that was by a girl named Jill Sobule. It was a very popular song. And Jill Sobule just died at the age of 66. And she died trying to escape a house fire.
I know.
That's what a terrible story. Did that song come out in 1995, 1996, or 1997?
I'm going to say 1996.
It was 95.
Damn it.
It was 95. Question four. Phoebe Gates, the daughter of Bill Gates, she went on Call Her Daddy, and she said that her dad has Asperger's syndrome. And this isn't the first time that this has come up. Bill Gates even said in an interview before that he believed he was autistic but was never diagnosed as a kid.
I mean, that tracks.
I think most of those tech geniuses probably are on the spectrum somewhere.
Sure.
You know? Spell Asperger's.
Oh, God. Okay. A S T H
A S P as in
P?
Paul. Yes, Asperger's.
Okay.
E R G E R apostrophe S. And you didn't say the apostrophe, but I still accepted it. Question five. Tom Cruise has his last Mission Impossible movie coming out.
Oh, my God.
It's part two. It's part two. We needed it, okay?
Okay.
The last one was very good. Okay. I wish more people saw it.
I feel like we get it.
The new
the
one.
The mission was impossible.
He's hanging off the side of a plane that's going 120 miles an hour.
I remember when this happened.
He said, no, it's happening again.
Oh, it's happening again. Yeah. Good. Great. Yeah. We didn't get it up the first time.
He said he needs a ton of energy to do this stunt. So he ate, right before he did it, dozens of hard-boiled eggs.
Okay.
Dozens. If the price of a dozen eggs is $6,
okay,
how much would it cost him to eat 30 eggs?
Dozen eggs. And he ate how many? How many did he eat?
He ate 30 eggs.
Okay. The answer is I don't know.
Okay.
What? You didn't even try.
I wrote down 30. I couldn't. My brain.
Well, that was part of it. Yeah, no.
My brain would not let me do the math.
All right. Anne, are you there?
Because,
I'm here.
Because two dozen would be 24, but he ate 30.
So you'd have to buy another dozen in order to eat 30.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it wasn't fair because Anne works at Pancake Circus.
Right, and she's got eggs on the brain.
She peddles in eggs.
Right.
All right, so final score. Anne, you got 4. Katie got 2.
No!
You? Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Stay on hold. We got to get your information. And,
okay, thank you.
What is it that you want to tell everybody?
Today, I am smarter than Katie.
You yeah, sure you are. You sure are.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on The Wake Up Call. We're talking to Jillian today. That's not her real name. This isn't her real voice. Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning.
What is your dirty little secret?
I'm dating a guy that's 63, and I'm 28 years old.
You're how old?
28.
Okay.
28. Now, this isn't your real name, and this isn't your real voice, and this is the dirty little secret. So, how many people are you keeping this a secret from?
Everyone. No one knows.
Everybody.
Yes.
So, at the risk of being offensive, is this like a sugar baby situation?
No, not at all. Like, we have a real connection. I mean, we talk about everything, and it's just like he gets me. I don't know.
He gets you.
Yeah.
Hey, Gavin, hold on.
Well, but...
Okay, hold on. How did you guys meet?
Well, he comes into my restaurant, and he would be in there like all the time, and he would always be in my section. And so we started talking, and I don't know, like I said, it's just like he gets me, he understands me, and it's like we have so much in common, and it's just like, I don't know.
You have so much in common?
What do you have yeah. in common? If you're just joining us, it's the Dirty Little Secret. We're talking to Jillian, not her real name, this isn't her real voice, and she's dating somebody 35 years older than her, and they have a lot in common. And it's not a sugar baby situation.
Well, okay. Does he pay for your stuff?
Like when we go out? Yeah, of course.
But not more so than any other boyfriend would?
No, I mean, I don't think so.
Do you still pay for anything?
Not when I'm with him.
But you're with...
But do you like pay your rent? Do you guys live together?
No, but he comes over a lot.
So okay, does he pay your rent?
I mean, he helps.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. So you said you had a lot in common.
I mean, I offer.
No, yeah. But come on, that's courteous of you to offer to pay for your own rent. So what do you guys have in common?
So we both like museums, and we love to read. We love vacations.
Yeah.
Like, we both love like Aruba and Mexico.
Well, as opposed to all those people that hate it.
Yeah.
Right.
So just, okay, so what you guys have in common, you and your boyfriend who's 35 years older than you, you both love museums and tropical locations.
Vacations.
We love action movies.
Oh, action movies. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Has he...
Like, how often can I see Jason Statham?
Yeah.
Then that's how I will know we're compatible.
Has he brought you on a vacation?
Yes.
So what did you tell people? Who did you say I'm going with?
I told him I was going alone.
You said you were going alone?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you post on social media while you were there?
I did.
But just like what? Like landscape stuff?
Like selfies.
Selfies. Okay. Does he get offended? Does he know what social media is?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know.
No, I'm always taking selfies. He doesn't even. No, he doesn't mind.
Okay. So why don't you tell your family? If this relationship is all on the up and up, I mean, obviously, there's going to be some judgments, which you've gotten from us. But if this is so legit, why not have him around your family and your friends so that they can see that, like, you guys do really have this, you know, action movie connection?
Because he's older than my parents and the same age as my granddad.
I see.
Okay.
And you're just worried. You're worried the stigma. The stigma
they're not going to understand it.
They won't get it.
But don't you think that being letting them see you guys together is how they can understand it?
Right.
I mean, like, does it really matter, like, what they think?
Well, it doesn't. But it seems like it does matter to, like, keep secrets from your family and have to, like, hide this part of your life.
And not only that, too, but, like, what if you really like this guy, how long have you been dating? Do you love him?
We've only been dating for 7 months.
Oh, okay. All right. So, okay. But, I mean, if you've got, like, a future with this guy, eventually you're going to have to say something, you know? And think about how much he would have in common with your grandpa.
Gavin, okay. All right. Look, I hope you kids love for 1,000 years or as many years as he has left.
Katie! Sorry, Jillian, we apologize.
We apologize.
We're having a good time. You're having a good time. And it has nothing to do with money.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Just enjoy each other as long as you can. It's beautiful. It's the Dirty Little Secret on the Wake Up Call. You know, we are going to be at Cache Creek Casino on May 17th doing Fun Delivered on stage with you. How about that, huh? It's going to be like one part Price is Right, one part Wake Up Call, all Fun Delivered. You know, you get to come up on stage and play Fun Delivered, and you get to go home with whatever you open that night, unless somebody takes it. Anyway, that's going to be Cache Creek. It's a free show, 7 p.m., May 17th. We'd love it if you were there. Now it's time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We're going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words of the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along, everybody, like a choir. And it's time for the No Name Movie Game
106.5.
The end. Chicken Jockey.
What is a chicken jockey?
It's a viral thing. Boy, you two should really stay hip with the trends.
Oh, I know. Minecraft, duh.
There it is.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's talk to Mike first. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right, you chose Kevin as your contestant for the No Name Movie Game.
Good
choice. 45 seconds on the clock, just ready to be pressed. Are you ready, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready, Mike's partner?
Ew, Kevin, are you ready? Yes.
Go.
Okay, they, it's a Marvel team, with a raccoon.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Slay.
One.
If, you're not a pro, you're an...
amateur.
Yes.
Two.
Ooh, these fly in the air.
Birds.
Yes, and then, if you're food for someone. No. Yes.
Birds of prey.
Yes.
Wow, three.
Triangle, square, rectangle, obtuse is what type or what kind?
Shapes.
Okay, and then H2O is what?
Shapes of water. Shapes of water?
Yes.
Four.
This says fix the flux capacitor or whatever.
Back to Future.
Oh. After the buzzer.
Did I get it right, though? Flux capacitor?
Flux capacitor, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's more of powering the flux capacitor rather than fixing, but these are technicalities. Mike, that was very impressive.
Mike, you're so good.
You got four, so we're going to put you on hold. That's the number to beat right now. Julie, are you there?
Yes.
You and I have our work cut out for us. We're playing for tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, where they still have Sinners, one of the best movies I've seen in years. Can't stop thinking about it. All right, here we go. 45 seconds on the clock. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. This is a Pixar movie where children's playthings come to life.
Toy Story.
Yes. This is a movie about two witches defying gravity. Are you kidding? What?
She's saying it. She's
saying
it.
There we go. Great. Okay. The hills are alive with the sound of this.
Sound of Music.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. This is, if you are on a ledge and you fall. Oh, I said fall. God.
Ah,
dang it.
Man.
Okay. If you are getting rid of stuff in your closet, you have to do this. Purge.
That was the purge.
I'm sorry. I blew it when I said the word fall. The word movie was Fallout. All right. Well. I'm sorry, Julie. Hopefully you had a good time. It sounds like somebody else is in the car with you. Is that true?
Yes.
Who is it?
School.
Oh, well, you guys have a great day and have a good day at school. Katie, it's all down to you.
Okay.
And Pat. Pat?
Yes.
All right, okay. Here we go. You have to beat four to win. 45 seconds starts now.
We don't talk about this guy, no, no.
Oh, that was good.
Oh. Animated movie?
Pat didn't like that.
Okay. Oh, Pat.
Okay, if you're happy, you do this with your mouth and you show your teeth.
Smile.
Yes.
One.
This is a movie about a bunch of brothers in World War II, and they had to go get one of them because the other brothers kept dying.
Brother Ryan.
Yes, very
two.
Good. This is one car against another car. And there, who? Nope. It's one car manufacturer against another car.
Three.
Yes. Okay. If you dive, you go down. Where do you go? You're diving into the water.
What was it?
Underwater.
Oh, snap.
You don't know Encanto?
Yeah, I was shook about that.
Pat's like, no, I don't have kids. I don't watch kid movies.
Oh, yeah, Pat. Losers.
All right. Well, Pat, you only got three just like me, which means we have to talk to our big winner today.
Yeah.
That's Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Wow, Mike, that was so impressive. Four. That was a good game for everybody, though.
I watch you guys all the time. I play this every Friday.
Oh, that's
thank
great.
You, man. 106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Let's see here.
Wait, Gavin.
Oh, why?
Stop. Yeah. Before you go on to something else, look up at this commercial.
Okay. Oh, this is the guy with the beard.
So I've been telling Gavin and Kevin about a commercial for something called homeserve.com.
Mm-hmm.
It has one of the most unsightly hosts I've ever seen.
Right. It's like an HVAC company.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical. You're not wrong.
Okay, so let me describe the guy who's leading the commercial, and I assume he's the president of this company.
Probably the owner, yeah.
He's probably 39.
Mm-hmm.
like, big bald head.
Yeah.
Okay? But then a very long, flat-ironed beard, but just on the bottom half of his face.
Correct.
I don't think he had anything on his upper lip.
If he did, it's a blonde beard,
right.
Which is not a good look on anyone.
Right.
Sorry, everybody who has blonde facial hair. It's just not. And like, so if he did have a mustache, it was a suggestion of a mustache.
Right.
It's a very Amish look.
It was very Amish, but he's also very buff.
Right.
Listen, it's not my company. It's not my business.
Right.
But I do feel like you should have like the, not host, but like
the pitch man.
Yeah. For your business.
Yeah.
Be somebody that doesn't look like Bigfoot.
I have said this for a long time as well. If you're somebody that's quirky, you know,
yeah.
Has something about you. Either your voice is weird. I remember when Tom Shane used to do Shane Coat commercials. And he insisted on being the pitch man.
Yeah.
And he talked like
hey,
this.
This is Tom Shane.
I'm Tom Shane. And it's like, should we let him? Why don't we get somebody that's like, go to Shane Co.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, go to Shane Co. And nothing against Shane. As far as I know, Tom's not even that involved. I think it's Rorden now. Or I don't know.
Rorden came, Rorden went.
I don't keep up with my CEO
okay, but,
stuff. But
I have to say, I remember those commercials.
That's true, you know? And we also have like the mortgage,
timeshare reversal guy.
Yeah, that's on our, you know, and listen, you're right. We remember him.
Yeah. Ugh. Maybe I'm wrong.
I am not a lawyer. Like, who's going to forget?
You've got a timeshare reversal problem.
Who's going to forget that?
He goes, I hate lawyers.
Right.
And then at one point he shouts.
One time a timeshare beat up my son. Like, he practically is saying that in his commercials, and his tone matches it and makes him sound believable.
Yes.
So, okay. So maybe the fact that this guy who works for this company with the bald head and the Amish flat iron beard.
Yeah.
Maybe this is smart marketing. Maybe we are.
Crap.
Maybe we don't get it.
I think you're right. I think. Because let me tell you, you know what else I remember? The weird teeth on the Trivago guy.
They're so white.
They are the whitest, fakest teeth I've ever seen. But guess what? I remember.
Right.
And the spokesperson they had before that couldn't be bothered to even put a belt on, and his pants were falling off half the time. I remember that as well.
So maybe our message should instead be to CEOs and owners of companies that if you're a normie, if you've got a very normal look.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Go find a circus freak. Get
okay.
get somebody like really out there. Like, if I owned a company and I make the company's really boring, like it's Gavin's CPA group.
Okay.
And it's me. And I'd be like, guys, I've put together a group of certified public accountants. We're here for the greater good, and we're going to allow people to come cheaply and get like their financial needs done. Hey, love that. Gavin, here's the problem. You're a very forgettable person.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna call my nephew. Okay.
Don't worry, he's got an eye patch.
Right. Eye patch, and his words drop off halfway through. What do you mean? Like, he can get the first part of a word out, but then he really struggles getting the rest of it. And then we're like, okay, fine. And then he comes out, eye patch.
Yeah.
Didn't mention, also a big limp, insists on walking around a yard for the commercial, and he's just like, hello, here at Gavin Certified Public Good, we're here to serve the public good for all your financial needs.
Okay, think about the commercials for Windows by Anderson.
Same thing.
Okay, they've got that old guy who's wearing just a dad hat,
right?
And it's like, it's almost like he showed up on set and he goes, okay, so where is wardrobe? They go, whatever you're wearing.
Yeah, whatever you're wearing.
And he goes, well, I put a hat on
because
I didn't know if you were going to do my hair. They're like, keep it.
Yeah, put that hat on.
Yeah.
It's not a brand for this company. We don't care.
Right.
What is that? You know,
Old Navy?
It's a promotional Pepsi hat with an American flag on it. All right, just wear it. That's fine. You sure? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're already filming, actually.
Right.
We're already filming. So walk up on set.
And if you can limp, better.
Free marketing advice from the Wake Up Call. That's why we're here.
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So we are talking about Florence Pugh. Florence Pugh.
And who is she?
She she's a member of the MCU. Elena, she's Black Widow's sister. She's in the new movie Thunderbolts that comes out. I'll have a review for that. I saw it last night. It's eh. But she was in Midsommar. She was in Oppenheimer.
I do not recognize her at all, but
you're kidding.
I believe you.
Okay. So she's one of the big young actors that's out there now, and she was being interviewed for, you know, she's doing a press tour for the Thunderbolts. And she said this during the interview.
I had the best first boyfriend that I did everything with, and I'm so grateful. He's called Ivan, and I'm still in touch with him now. We got together maybe when I was 16 or 17, and he was a year older than me, and it was just like the best experience of having a first boyfriend.
I don't know what's going on with the
background,
the toy music behind her. It sounds like it's a commercial, but Kevin, look up how old Florence Pugh is.
Okay, Florence.
Okay. Because to be in touch with your first boyfriend, Yvonne.
Called Yvonne.
Seems interesting. And a lot of people are like, really? You still talk to your first boyfriend?
I feel like that would be the boyfriend that's easiest to still talk to.
How old is she, Kevin?
29.
She's 29 and she dated him when she was 16.
Yeah.
That's a long time to still talk to somebody.
Well, I know, but I mean, I feel like that is somebody like your 16-year-old boyfriend. Like, how much could there have even been to that relationship? You know, it seems like that would be the easiest ex to have a relationship with, because what did you fight over? Who he sat with at lunch?
Yeah, a lot of jealousy issues, probably.
Right.
I mean, I had a girlfriend when I was 16, and I do not keep in touch with her at all. Now, to be fair, her mother hated my guts. I don't keep in touch with any exes. I think keeping in touch with exes is kind of weird, unless you share kids.
Yeah, you have to take if you share kids out of it.
That's out of
then
it.
Then it's like
you, then you legally have
you
to.
You have to.
Morally, you should.
I mean, I have had very few serious relationships, so any boyfriends that I still keep in touch with would A. I mean, even calling it a boyfriend's a little too much, but it would A. be on Facebook,
right?
Not like having a like friendship necessarily, and mostly that is to make sure that they know that I'm still good looking.
So the flex on him. So there was one very serious ex-girlfriend that I had, and she broke my heart. And I don't keep in touch with her, but we do follow each other on social media. And I will say, the last time I went back for a high school reunion, she was there, and her husband was there, and it felt pretty good to flex on her.
Okay, how did you flex on her?
First of all, I just let this face do the talking.
Okay.
Her husband is the guy that she left me for.
Right.
The same guy that she cheated on me with. So when I walked in there and I saw him and how he's doing at 40.
And how's he doing?
Not great.
Oh, that's great.
Not as great as this guy.
Okay.
And I don't know, he just doesn't have the charisma. He doesn't have any charisma. Like, he didn't really know how to, like, have a conversation and stuff. But besides that, though, like, it does feel good to flex on an ex. So is that why people stay in touch with exes?
Well, I think it depends.
Just so they know.
I think it depends on which ex.
Mm.
I mean, I think that, like I said, if it's your 16-year-old boyfriend, there is probably no risk there, because again, it's probably very easy to just be friends because there's not a lot of like bad history,
right?
If you have an ex that you do have a really messy past, I would say don't, because that's just keeping toxicity in your life.
And maybe just keep them on social media at arm's length.
Even then, I would say if you had like a bad breakup, or I mean, I guess in this case you did have a bad breakup, but there's something about like not having that toxicity like in your face.
Right. Yeah.
But if it was a casual thing, yeah, let them know you're still hot.
Suspiciously quiet this whole time. Kevin, you keep in touch with any of your girlfriends or ex-girlfriends?
No.
No.
Why?
Because.
Hit it and quit
trauma.
It.
Trauma.
Yeah.
For them or you?
For me.
Oh.
Oh my God.
They broke your heart?
Yes.
You said that you break their hearts.
I break their hearts, but then in return, they break my heart.
Okay. But being that you, I know that you want a little toxicity in a relationship. You think that this would be perfect.
Yeah, but then sometimes the toxicity gets too much and it's like, I'm getting hurt now.
Okay, I see. Okay. I don't want anybody to hurt you.
No. Me neither.
Why is Gavin laughing?
That's why we ended. Because he's all for toxicity and hurting people's feelings.
Never, ever. No, no, Kevin, no. I'm just trying to picture an ex, like, just broken up, forlorn, beside herself over you.
Both
like
of them sitting at the end of their beds crying.
Both of them?
But you and her.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Do you have more than
There's
one?
There's more.
How many? Okay. Do you know?
Don't worry about it. I don't keep numbers.
You don't keep numbers?
I don't.
Know it's more than two.
I just have the memories sealed away.
Okay. All right.
Signed, sealed, and then locked it deep inside my thoughts.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, if you go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall, you could do it.
Maybe unlock some of those.
Yeah, get some of that therapy.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Ah, yes. Just kick back and relax because it's time to hang 10 with the wake up call. Not even sure really where the Hawaiian theme for this contest came from, but I don't hate it.
Well, I think because
hang ten. You shaka.
It's like surfing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Shaka hand. Yeah. Melinda, you get it, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You're calling from the Big Island of West Sac?
Yes, I am.
Have you ever heard us play Hang Ten before?
Honestly, no. I just turned on the radio station and heard call.
All right, good. That's fine with us.
Do you know what you're playing, like, what the prize is?
Yes, I caught that. It was the Rene Vaca ticket.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, just
and
making sure.
And Ralph Barbosa as well. They're going to be at the venue on May 23rd. I keep saying The View, and I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Love that. I do love that show, though.
You're a big Whoopi fan.
Yeah, big Whoopi fan. Okay, well, we give you three categories, and then you have 10 seconds to name five things in each category that apply. For everything that applies, you get 1 point. That's basically the rules. You need 11 to win. I feel like we should give you a practice round, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay. We'll make this one super easy, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
In 10 seconds,
yeah.
Name five board games. Go.
Monopoly, sorry, Trouble, Scrabble, Shoots and Ladders.
There you go.
Oh, you got it.
Five out of five on the practice round, all right? Now, they're not going to be that easy, but you get the hang of it, right?
Yes.
All right, Melinda, here we go. Playing for Rene Vaca and Ralph Barbosa tickets at the venue May 23rd. Here we go.
Okay. In 10 seconds... Okay. Name five fast food restaurants. Go.
Wendy's, Jack in the Box, Burger King, McDonald's, and Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
That was
incredible.
Wow.
Really? Yeah, it's five out of five on that one. Okay, fantastic. Next round, now it's going to get a little harder.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. Okay. Yeah, no. Oh, boy, indeed.
I don't know how much harder.
You should absolutely panic.
No, don't panic. It's fine. Okay. In 10 seconds, name towns in the greater Sacramento area. Go.
Oh.
Rockland, West Sacramento, Rancho Cordova, Citrus Heights, Orangeville, Fulton.
Wow.
Again.
That's a real 916er right there.
That was a pretty easy category.
Oh, okay. You come up with the category.
All right. I'll come up with a hard category.
Okay,
here we go.
Go ahead.
Be warned, Melinda.
In 10 seconds or less. Name five siblings of mine. Go.
Okay.
Wow, we're really letting this one just slip. Can you not even name one? Wow, that was so disappointing. Sorry you didn't win the tickets.
Well, here's the thing. He does not have five siblings.
Yeah,
so he kind of set you up for failure. So.
I have one and I've got, you count sibling-in-laws. I don't know.
You have step-siblings.
I have two step-siblings.
Okay.
This one's real.
Okay, good.
In 10 seconds, name five gifts to get your mom for Mother's Day. Go.
Flowers, chocolate, chocolate-covered strawberries, jewelry, a card.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Wow, that was pretty incredible.
Walk in the park for Melinda.
Clearly, you're a big winner today.
I don't know why it sounds like that makes Kevin mad. We're sorry. Kevin and I are happy for you.
I'm happy for you. You slayed it.
Yeah.
It did veer a little bit into romantic there. Chocolate covered strawberries.
Why can't you get your mom that?
Yeah. Chocolate covered strawberries?
Strawberries.
There's something about.
I'm a mom. I would like that.
Right. Seems sexy. Melinda.
Seems sexy.
Which I have to tell you, I never understood because eating a chocolate covered strawberry is not a clean thing to do. And it just like dribbles all over you. The chocolate breaks up.
Yeah, that's true.
The strawberry's too cold, it hurts your teeth.
Well, the bottom line is you won. Congratulations. That was very impressive. I think you got 15 out of 15. Got tickets to see Ralph Barbosa and Rene Vaca. They're going to be at the venue May 23rd. Tickets still available. You have to stay on hold, though, so we can get your information. Okay, Melinda?
All right. Thank you, guys.
Very welcome. We have a crisis going on the wake-up call right now.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh.
And you know what? Shame on you for not treating this with the respect that it deserves.
Okay.
Kevin, you ordered food on an app to the wrong location. And then you went to go get the food. We have very precious little time during our show to, like, if we have to leave for some reason or if we're starving and we need food, seconds, fleeting seconds. And the slightest error, like Kevin ordering his food the app to the wrong location.
Not my fault.
I didn't say it was your fault.
You said it was my fault.
You said Kevin
made a mistake.
True or false, you did order it to the wrong location, correct?
It would seem I ordered to the wrong location, okay. But I did previously select the right location, uh-huh. And the app just auto-updated it to my nearest location.
Okay. Regardless, though, the food is at the wrong location.
Yeah. Right.
The food was ordered how long ago?
An hour.
An hour ago?
Yeah.
And I would still eat it.
Oh,
you would still eat it.
Yeah, of course.
Most normal people would. It's not cold. It's been sitting under a heat lamp.
Leftover.
Yeah, it's going to have a leftover-y kind of taste. So now you're at a point now where we're almost at a point where you could run and go get it to the correct location.
I don't want it anymore.
Unless they do what?
Eat it.
No, Kevin, what you said, remake it.
Remake it. Will they remake it? Probably not.
I don't know.
That's my fault.
Wait. It's what?
No, I'm not claiming it's my fault, but they're going to say it's my fault.
I see.
Whose side are you on?
Yeah, whose side are you on?
I'm on the neutral side.
You sound full and happy and not hungry is what I'm hearing.
All I hear is I want you to go and I want you to get your food. You paid for it.
Right.
It's your food.
$25, tell you that.
$25 worth of breakfast.
Well, the meal was $19, and then I tipped them because, you know.
No, I understand, but I mean, like a $19 breakfast?
What did you get?
An all-meat skillet.
Oh, you got a whole skillet?
Yeah.
Okay, and listen.
I need my protein in.
I know, you're a gym bro. Gotta get that muscle.
Now I can't eat it.
You can.
You can.
You just need to go and successfully negotiate with them. Please remake my food. I'm an idiot.
I don't want to be that person.
Yeah, it is kind of like saying, hey, could you guys lose money because of me?
I'm just going to take it and just take it.
Okay. So you're just going to go get the food?
No, I'm just going to take the L.
Oh.
You're not even going to get it?
No. I donated $25 to Mario. You're welcome. Mm. I blame you.
What a terrible move.
He blames you.
Why won't you go and at least try it? Maybe it is still good.
We'll see.
Oh, my God. I am thrilled to pieces that we are not going to be working on May the 4th.
Why?
Because I'm so sick and tired of May the 4th be with you. May the 4th, the Star Wars.
You love Star Wars.
I apparently don't love it to the level that is warranted to celebrate a holiday for it.
I don't know that people are celebrating a holiday.
They are celebrating it. Yeah. Really? May the 4th, they're going all out Star Wars.
Who and where?
People, places.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I have no idea how to answer that question, but I mean, it's a big deal for people, and I just can't.
I think it's fun.
I can't. When did this happen?
Right. Wait, that's the one that makes fun of Chewbacca.
I'm not saying I want to participate in it. I don't want to be around it. I'm just saying if that seems like a fun, like, little thing to go do, you know, like to have an excuse to go do whatever you like to do.
She's different.
She's different.
I don't know who she is.
I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm just saying, I bet it's fun. Like, if there was like a Bravo day, I'd be thrilled.
Which episode is your favorite Star Wars movie?
Which episode is my favorite Star Wars movie?
Right.
And why?
Okay, so it's the first, but it's actually the seventh.
Okay.
And it's because they open up and climb into a tauntaun to stay warm.
Look at her.
A what?
Look at her.
I don't want to look at her.
She's so close to being right, it's stupid.
Is a tauntaun a real thing?
That's the thing that Han Solo finds Luke Skywalker inside of.
Yeah.
It's like a weird snow camel deer or whatever it is.
It's so weird you remembered that out of all the things.
I remembered it. I don't know. I'm sure she had never saw it.
Right. She probably saw a headline.
I've seen it.
And it's episode 6, not right. 7.
Oh, it was so close.
No. It's episode 5, not 7.
Okay, but it was the first.
It's like in the middle somewhere.
I thought it was the first one we saw, but it was actually...
No, it's Empire Strikes Back.
Right, I know. Yeah.
He's striking back.
Right.
The Empire. The Emperor.
not front, back.
Right. Right. Yeah. Interesting. That's your favorite. The favorite.
Out of all of it.
Is where Luke Skywalker has to slice an animal
well,
open.
Well, also when they discover that Luke has such a high midichlorian count.
What?
A what?
What is happening? It's like she did just enough research to hold her own in a Star Wars conversation for like all the nerds to be like, yeah, I mean, it doesn't really add up like when you do it all together. But yeah, the midichlorians, they like come up in the first trilogy and then they kind of forget
that's
about
them.
Me.
And
then
just
they
go,
bring it back. Yeah, it's right. Crazy. So yeah, midichlorians. That's a whole thing, Kevin. Like, in order to be a Jedi from birth...
You have to have a really high count.
Metachlorian, it's like chromosomes. I don't know. They don't really explain... See, this is what I'm talking about with Star Wars Day. I'm not in it so much that I can, like... I can have a conversation, but I can also...
But don't. You shouldn't have a conversation.
I should... But
no,
my friends try to talk to me about it.
I mean, still?
Yeah, always. Because you don't understand. There is constant Star Wars content.
Oh, that's true. Now there's
they just released something on Disney
that.
Plus,
yeah.
I think.
Andor season 2. And it's like, I haven't watched any of these shows.
That's right.
I can't keep up.
That.
I just can't.
It's too much.
So anyway, if you're celebrating on Sunday, the holy holiday of May the 4th be with you. I don't know. May peace and love be upon you. And
you as well.
And may midichlorians rain down. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.